Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it, baby. You found it. I'm glad you did. This is a special Friday night edition. Actually, we're doing every night except Sundays until the end of the year. Everybody's got a lot of stuff going on, and they need the word out. That's just how it is. So that's what we're doing. Tonight is a fantastic, I've got a fantastic guest lined up here. I'm very, very excited, a little starstruck. But she has a new documentary, sports documentary, coming out. Miss Francesca Zapatelli. And the documentary is Ballerina I'm Not. Documentary film, I should say, feature film. How are you, Francesca?
I am well. Thank you for having me, Jamie.
Oh, anytime.
How are you?
Anytime, of course. Of course. I'm doing great. Doing great. I today I got in the doghouse a little bit with my girlfriend, Danny. It's so weird. This tells you what kind of relationship we have. I went, every Friday I take a couple hours and I go thrift shopping, to thrift stores with her mother. We have our kind of like weekly date. And, we were going, today and I found a, I don't know if you've ever seen one of these. They're these old school ventriloquist dummies with like a little tuxedo, and he's got like a wood head and everything on him. And I had to buy him because he's just super creepy. And I brought him home, and he not only did he almost get evicted, I almost got evicted out of the house.
Oh.
He's living in my art studio with me now, sitting here on the shelf. She was not a fan of my new friend.
I guess I could be a little creepy if he's always looking at you. Although I think he can he can create a lot of humor as well. Could be a little party guy.
Well, exactly. That's what I was thinking. I wanted to put him by my bar with a little martini in hand. No, Francesca. just to be weird. Francesca, you are originally. Your story very, very much intrigues me. You're originally from Thunder Bay, Ontario, and I grew up in
That's
the suburbs
correct.
Of Detroit. Well, and so give people some reference. We would say, you know, and whatever we would refer to the frozen north would kind of basically be the Upper Peninsula of Canada, and people from Thunder Bay would go, you don't even know what cold is because you guys were even north of that. Wow, what was growing up in Thunder Bay like?
Wow, very cold, to keep it simple. They already have, like, 4 feet of snow. Can you believe it?
Oh,
actually, on Halloween, they got a downpour, and it was a few feet of snow. Canada's beautiful, and Northern Ontario is beautiful, and, you know, they have progressive health care, progressive government.
Right.
Friendly people for the most part. But those winters are long, and there's not much to do, you know, during those winters. I think that's when I first fell in love with film, because it can take you on this like vicarious journey, you know, even if you're a little girl in the middle of nowhere in Canada with nothing going on, that you can learn about different people, different walks of life, and different experiences.
No, were you into like sports and all of that? Were you a sporty gal growing up?
I was a total tomboy, yes.
Really?
Yes, and that's where I came up with the title for the documentary, the female fight sports documentary, Ballerina I'm Not, because my parents were very traditional and very strict, and they wanted me to do ballet. However, I didn't want to do ballet. I wanted to wrestle. I wanted to kickbox. I wanted to do, you know, non-stereotypical female things, and that to them was a no-no. It was unacceptable.
Right. Well, you know, it, how did you get into, an interest into, this? I mean, did you see it on the TV? Happening then in the Thunder Bay?
Yeah. Well, I never saw a live event until much later But my great grandma, whenever I go visit her, she'd be watching pro wrestling. And now my great grandma immigrated from Italy. She didn't speak any English, but very little. Yet wrestling is what she loved. And, she was a good Catholic. She would even, miss Saturday Mass to stay at home and watch, I'm not sure what it would be at the time, SmackDown. Because she had to find out what was happening. She just loved it, and she had the toys. So I would go over to my grandma, and it was like a little secret, because I was able to watch it there, but not at home.
I got you. Well, that's cool. Now, how do you get from Thunder Bay? You're out in L.A. now, right? Out in Hollywood and all that. How did that journey happen? Because that's quite a change, you know?
Well, it is a long journey. And one day I will maybe make a documentary about all the details of that journey.
Okay.
Because it definitely was a colorful journey. Although I always wanted to be a wrestler. And I found out about wrestling school in California. And I'm like, oh, that's how I'm going to become a professional wrestler, by going to wrestling school. And that's how I started out.
That's cool. That is cool. It's just like any other skill, you know. I'm a painter by trade. That's what I do. And people ask me all the time. They're like, well, you know, should I go to school? I'm like, hey, man, if you were going to be a surgeon and take somebody's spleen out, you'd want to know what you were doing. And I'm mm-hmm. a big proponent of people, you know, learning their skill. And that's cool. I imagine that's pretty intense. I don't know anything about it, but I would imagine that's pretty, you know, right here, right now, wrestling school, you know, very physical. Were you already doing physical fitness and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I started out competing in fitness, and I've always been pretty athletic and enjoyed the various sports. So, but even that being said, even though I was athletic, wrestling school was really challenging. I remember just running the ropes. You know when you see a wrestler run across the ring and they bounce off the mm-hmm. ropes and go into a move? They make it look so effortless and so simple. For like a month, I had bruises across my back of the ropes. Because my skin actually had to callus up to get used to bouncing off the ropes. That it was really intense. I used to go home and bathe in ice. Like football players
because
I'm so beat up from practice.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Calluses on your back. Man, that's that's the name of a movie right there, or a good book. that could go many anyway. That's cool, man. That is cool. So what did you think of LA? I mean, was it had you been out there before, or was this all kind of new when you arrived out west, in the Golden West there?
Well, it's actually a really long story. I think it's kind of interesting. Well, I talk about it a bit in the documentary. So when I finally mm-hmm. decided to follow my dreams and live my own life, I got kicked out of my parents' church, and they basically disowned me.
Oh.
And at that time, if you want to get outside
one of those
stories, if you have a second.
Yes. We do. It's just us and the entire world, I hope.
Right.
A big chunk of it. Go ahead. The floor is yours, Francesca.
Okay.
Whenever you feel comfortable.
I'll share, but, the documentary is rated PG, and I really wanted to keep it PG and about wrestling, because I find the wrestling mm-hmm. world really a fascinating world, although my story on how I got to L.A. is definitely not rated PG.
Okay.
So
now I'm intrigued.
Is your radio station?
Now I'm intrigued.
Is the radio station PG? Or is it not
That's
rated?
Right. We're on the internet, so anything goes, my dear. Anything goes here. Feel free. And we can always edit out stuff later.
Okay. Well, after getting kicked out of the church, what any good girl told you're bad, I was on a mission to be like, oh, I'm bad. So the first thing I did is I got a gangster boyfriend, and, I was going to the gym, and he would have been a great wrestler if he could leave that gangster lifestyle. He's actually still in jail in Canada.
Oh, you found a knucklehead. I got you.
Yeah, I did. I found a knucklehead. But I loved him when I was young and dumb. But then he really was a gangster. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm with these criminals. What have I gotten myself into that I left for Europe? I had to, I had to get out of that situation. And I spent a year in Europe just backpacking, nice. Doing different odd jobs. And it was really a fantastic experience. But at the end of the year.
And hanging out with French gangsters now. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Touche. All right, dude. And that's when I'm like, what should I do with my life? And I had an opportunity to work at the Cannes Film Festival in France.
Uh-huh.
And I was just blown away. And I'm like, wow, I want to come back here one day. But I was like, talent, that I have a project here. And it was just such a fairy tale world. That's when I knew I had to go to L.A. But when I first landed in L.A., I met a few agents, and they were really Harvey Weinstein-ish. And I made the decision, well, I'm just going to do erotica. You know, instead of trying to, like, be in that casting couch, I'm like, why not just do it? You know, because even though erotica has its own sleeves, it was really black and white and simple, and I respected that about, you know, the porn industry. But after doing that for a while, I'm like, this isn't what I want to do. So I shaved my head and started that journey, which I'm grateful for everything because it's where I am right now. I'm really happy. It's been an interesting journey for sure.
Well, that's awesome. It's funny. I got out of college, went to school in Boston, and then I moved to Southern California because I wanted the polar opposite of Boston. I'm like, I'm sick of winter. Same as you, I kind of liked that fairy tale, you know, Hollywood mythology, you know what I mean? So I moved out there and, you know, being a weirdo with weird hair and stuff, of course, the first people I started meeting, and I used to go to a lot of nightclubs. I used to live in a lot of nightclubs. And I would meet all these girls in the same world you're talking about. And so, and I've always been a painter and whatnot. So a lot of these people would acquire my paintings. And to this day, I will get 3 or 4 emails from strangers, random people on the internet saying, hey, I was watching this erotic thing. And I think one of your paintings was, I'm like, yeah, they've been used on a lot of sets. It happens all the time. But I think it's on screen. What do I care? You know, I think that's pretty cool.
Exactly. Personally. It's advertising.
That's right. That's right. But that is, you know, and it's interesting because a lot of people that move out to California, I think a lot of people not in the entertainment business have this idea that, you know, people move out there and they sit in a soda shop and a producer walks by and says, I will make you a star. And that's how that works. No, there's work, but it's not, you know, a lot of people hang out in Silver Lake.
I used to live in Silver Lake. I did enjoy it, but that's why I got into producing. Cause I'm like, why should I sit around waiting for an opportunity to come my way when I can make my own opportunity? And that's still a lot of work in itself, but then at least you're, you know, steering your own ship instead of being a passenger in someone else's ship.
Right. Well, and it's, you know, and you're absolutely right. If your name's going to be on the door, man, make it a big door. Fantastic. Fantastic. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Elbae Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
We're getting a jump on the holidays backstage at Macy's Backstage Happy Weekend Shopping Party. Fun, giveaways, great finds.
Plus, we get a free backstage tote.
And a $5 backstage gift card.
With any $30 backstage purchase.
Prices so low, we don't need coupons.
Perfect gifts.
Great home style.
Everything we need for holiday guests.
Macy's Backstage Happy Weekend.
Today and tomorrow.
Best weekend ever. Macy's Backstage. Savings for everyday life. Details at Macy'sBackstage.com.
So wrestling, so you went from this this background, traded in high heels for wrestling boots or barefoot or whatever. I don't know how they do that now. But you got into wrestling. Now that's kind of, again, I am from the outside of that world and kind of look into it. I don't know a lot about it. But it seems, it fascinates me because there's like plot lines and characters and all kinds of this whole mythos around it and everything. And at the heart of it, some really intense athletic. I've always been a big boxing fan, you know. But boxing, people aren't hitting you with a chair, kicking you in the face. You know what I'm saying? I watch this fight stuff and wrestling. I'm like, geez, that's intense. That's crazy. How did that progress? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Well, the irony of it, if you're doing mixed martial arts, MMA or boxing, it's real competitive fighting. But I actually found that professional wrestling, the choreographed fighting and wrestling entertainment, was actually much more physically grueling than the real competitive counterpart. Because as you alluded to, there's so much to professional wrestling. There's a psychology to the match. You know, you have your good guy, your baby face, you have your villain. And not only in how you choreograph the match, but how you engage with the crowd. It was really interesting. In a wrestling school, we learned how to make a match like that, as well as how to deliver your promos, whether you're delivering your promo in character as the heel or whatever character you develop. That is much more than just the physicality of it, as you said. And the documentary talks about that as well.
That's cool. That's cool. Now, it's one of those worlds, too, where you do see, and, you know, I had a filmmaker on last night, Justin Price. He makes all kinds of movies. We were talking about a couple horror movies he made. And we always had these interesting conversations. Of course, all of the Weinstein stuff, you know, it's very popular and it's in the zeitgeist. And we touched on that a little bit. And one of the things, you know, we both acknowledged, we're like, folks, we're a couple guys sitting here talking about, you know, women's issues and what we're not there. You know, we probably don't understand that, you know, where you walk into a room and everybody wants to ask you out. That's just not our experience. And some people are creeps about it. Now, in the wrestling world, I mean, being a successful woman, I should say, you have to work hard. In my world, in the art world, that's especially true. Is that, I mean, I know in all worlds that's kind of the case in our modern world. But is wrestling, and that is it easier for women to be in that or not at all?
I think it's made progress, and I think as a society, we're making progress for women in many different industries. Even the fact that all these Harveys in Hollywood are being called out and losing their positions. When I first started wrestling, was that like 12 years ago, I was the only girl in wrestling school. And Shelly Martinez, former WWE diva, that was her experience too. And even the whole history of wrestling, it's definitely been a male-dominated industry where the women were really their sideshow. And they didn't get the respect, the time, the paycheck that the men did. However, wrestling greats like the Fabulous Moolah, she changed history so women could wrestle alongside men. Women weren't even legally allowed to do that before.
Wow.
And when you look now where we're at in the UFC, women are the main event, and they're making even more than the men. And there really has been progress in the fight industry for women.
Well, you know, it is, it's interesting to me because it's, you know, and I mean, and I'll probably get emails from saying this, and I'm kind of saying it half tongue in cheek. I've known a lot of women in my life over the years, and I'm an old man and whatnot. I'm smart enough not to piss them off. Yeah, you know? Way mean. I mean, a guy will hit you and punch you in the face. A woman will punch you in the face and then step on your face. You know what I mean? It's and do it all over again. But it doesn't surprise me. But it does surprise me that it hasn't caught on as much. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting. But there are, you know, people are paying these pay-per-views and whatnot, and all. I mean, there's money to be made out there, right? With these events and everything.
Oh, huge! Although it's interesting with the wrestling world, WWE really has a monopoly on the business, and they're the mecca, you know, the NFL, the UFC of the wrestling world. And that's what everyone dreams of. Although I think it's really fascinating that even WWE doesn't have a union. You know, we have an actors union, or a producers union, yet there's no union to protect your rights in WWE. So then what happens if, say, a headliner doesn't like you and you're not, you know, the main event? I think there's definitely
you're just
been
out. They can just push you out, right? That sucks.
Yeah.
That's no good at all.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. What about, you're doing this physical job. I mean, this is – you're getting calluses from ropes on your back. I mean, this is hardcore stuff, you know, in this world. There's not, like, collective union bargaining for, like, health insurance and stuff. I mean, you know, because that could be a very important thing, you know.
There isn't. And I found that amazing. Not to interject you – but to get to that top share, we were finally seeing some money, and even though there's no union or health care, the journey to get there in indie wrestling, again, with no health care, very little pay, and you're beating your body up, whether it be in wrestling school or events, getting your experience, that is not an easy life. But you definitely need to be bit by that wrestling bug to pursue the, you know, a career in wrestling.
That's amazing. And you were bit by it. You went to wrestling school and you started wrestling. Did you decide to go more on the film side of it? What happened after wrestling school?
I went to UPW, the New Japan. I had a dark match with the WWE and we talked contract. And I just realized WWE wasn't what I thought it to be. And then
right.
I didn't want to be under development with WWE, making very little money for years, with no guarantee if I'll ever make it to TV. To me, it just didn't make sense. And after being a wrestling school for so many years and making very little money, I was sick and tired of being broke. So I'm like, well, what can I do? I have this wrestling experience. And I found there were many different opportunities in the wrestling industry that's not as glamorous and prestigious as WWE, but there's internet wrestling. There's various independent organizations. I wrestled for years with Lucha La Boom, which is really fun. It's burlesque with wrestling. And I did a bit of both with them. But it's ran by two females, and it has this whole family mentality. And I just had a blast playing for them. And, I found a career path that wasn't your traditional one for wrestling. However, I traveled the world, and I met amazing women. And that's when I realized I wanted to – share my story of wrestling and tell the story of these really amazing women and make this film and get into more filmmaking, which I have and I've been really enjoying.
That's cool. That is awesome. You know, and it's interesting. No, I mean, so you're sitting around one day and this just boggles my mind. Like I said, I'm a painter. I can look at a canvas and say, okay, yeah, I know what picture should be on that. And then do it. That ain't nothing, man. Sitting around going, okay, I want to make a feature film, a documentary. I mean, that's a huge undertaking. I mean, where you woke up one day and said, I'm going to make a movie, man. That's huge. That is such,
yeah.
I wouldn't even know how to approach that.
I'm kind of like that. Just from the moment when I woke up one day, I'm going to go backpack Europe. And then I'm in Europe. I'm going to go to LA. And I knew no one when I moved to LA. But I am kind of, I get an idea and then I just go for it. Although, that being said, I've made a few features. I find features far easier because you have a script to follow. In a documentary, you just have all this footage, and you may have a narrative or a storyline you want to tell, but if the footage that you collect isn't there, then you have to, you know, find a storyline in it. It's much more challenging than shooting your script and editing your script. You know what you're carving when you have a script. But the documentary
right.
has been really challenging, but I really enjoyed the process.
That's awesome. That's so cool. That is so cool. And again, you have all these fantastic cards in your hand, so to speak. You know all these people, and you know what they're going through and what they've been through, and or you have an idea of it. You know what I mean? What it takes. It's so cool to document that, and it's a very interesting, project. And I want to let everybody know, ladies and gentlemen, if you're you're listening to the show. On our show page, we have a link, and on my website, et cetera, wherever you're listening to the show, there's a link there, and it's to the Ballerina I'm Not webpage, www.ballerinaimnot.com. And when you get to – the movie's out now, right? The film is out.
Yeah.
You can watch it on demand.
It's on Amazon. Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Look at that, folks. You don't even have to leave the house. I love that. It's on Amazon. Everybody has Amazon on their TV. Everybody I know right now does. I watch a lot of stuff on Amazon.
Me too. Amazon Studios is making some really progressive entertainment. And they're really, I think, competing with Netflix, surpassing them with their original content.
Well, and it's just, I remember I started subscribing mainly because of their film stuff. And then, of course, the 2-day shipping thing, they sucked me in on that. And that big part of our life here at our house. And
I love Prime. Watch. You don't have to battle traffic and parking. It's so easy.
Absolutely. I've told this story before on the show, but I'm just amazed because I wish I would have thought of it. I was taking a shower. This was, several months ago. And I got out of the shower and I shaved and I was running out of shave gel. And I said, man, I'm going to be out of shave gel in a couple days. So when I went in the studio, I just went on Amazon and ordered some shave gel, and 2 days later, there it was. I didn't have to leave the house. I'm like, yes, this is fantastic, because I'm lazy. That's it's wonderful.
Let's not say lazy. How about we're effective?
That's right. We will find
effective
the,
with our time management.
Way to that's right. That's absolutely. No, I wanted to ask you. When you you filmed all this, and you probably, I've never made a movie, but people I talk to, they say, well, yes, what, 2-hour movie? You're probably going to film, 30 hours of footage, and it gets edited down to whatever it is. And you had that process. Then comes the fun part. No, I know you'd made a lot of films and been in the various film genres and whatnot. Did you have experience with the business side of it, shopping it out, getting it to Amazon and whatnot? Was that an easy process, or was it that daunting as well?
Since I decided I really wanted to pursue film, I've had various mentors and I've taken various courses and just been trying to study my craft and learn my craft and then get advice from people that have been through it before.
Right.
So I was well informed. In the beginning, I wasn't. But now I got to say, I definitely have my thumb on the pulse, and I'm continuing to keep educating myself with the various platforms for distribution. Because like anything else, is always changing and progressing.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm
enjoying studying my craft.
10 years ago, I wouldn't. I thought going to a Blockbuster brick and mortar store, I thought was pretty cool. Look at all this entertainment I can go and just rent. Now we're watching it streaming. People are watching people are watching Ballerina. I'm not on their phone, it's amazing.
Yeah. I do that too. When I go to the gym, I just, stream something on my phone while I'm doing cardio, and it's great.
Now as an actress and what I realize you wear many hats, and I don't want to just say, oh, you're an actress, but also, a sports entertainer and whatnot. Your body's kind of your tool. You know what I mean? It's very important. Do you do a lot of physical activity, go to the gym a lot and all of that, today, keep pretty healthy regimen?
I stay in shape and I'm healthy, but I'm in no means the shape I was when I was professional wrestling and fighting and training every day for 3 to 5 hours because that was my livelihood. But I believe being in shape and healthy is important for everybody and anybody. Although I tell you, when you have to like wrestle in a bikini, that gives you a lot of motivation to not only go to the gym, but to not eat carbs. So now that I don't wrestle in a bikini, you know, I'm not.
She's ordering that pizza.
Quite as good. I do eat that pizza sometimes. But, you know, life's about moderation.
It's probably a California pizza with bean sprouts and stuff on it, but that's okay. It's a pizza nonetheless. I'm kidding. I'm teasing you. I think it's important. I've known a few people, a few ladies that were into professional modeling, and friends of mine who don't have a clue. They're always like, "Oh, well, they probably party and you go to clubs." And I'm like, "No, they're very boring. They go to bed at 8:30 at night and they work out 3 hours a day and they're just."
Mm-hmm.
They're not at all what the image is. You know what I mean? No.
Well, I find that's true for a lot of different stereotypes. People assume, oh, because you're this, because you were that, you have to be a certain way. Maybe there are people that do fall into stereotypes. Don't get me wrong. I think that's why stereotypes are created. But yeah, I think there's a lot more than meets the eye for a lot of different things.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
In October, you can help others while you heal yourself. L'Apothecary Unique is donating a portion of our proceeds to the Cancer Center. L'Apothecary Unique is the place to go for holistic, gluten-free skincare products. Each product starts from scratch in Tennessee, where all the flowers and herbs are homegrown. Everything is handmade and made to order. L'Apothecary Unique also offers hair care, beard and mustache oil and balm, smudge sticks, blessings oil, and medicinal salves. Use the code SAINTPINK the entire month of October to get 10% off your purchase. Remember, we're also donating part of every sale in October to the Cancer Center. www.etsy.com/shop/lapothecaryunique.
I think it's so important too. We talked a little bit about women in society and the advancements that are being made, and still it's great that things are, but there's still a ways to go. And I think a film like yours is very inspiring and helps that along. I think that's incredibly important.
I sure hope because, so. And thank you for saying that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sure there is a young lady in some, way off. Well, she might even be in Thunder Bay, Canada. You never know. Or Des Moines, Iowa or something. And, sees this film and says, you know what? I'm going to wrestling school. That's it. I'm tired of taking this shit. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do something. I think it's very empowering.
Thank you. It appeals to not just people with a fight dream. Or even fight fans. It's anyone with a dream. If you want to do something, you find a way and you do it. You make it happen. And that could be anyone from any age and anywhere. And I think that's the message I wanted to convey as well in the documentary, as well as find your voice and say what you have to say. And I think when one person finds their voice, then that empowers other people to find their voice.
That's cool. That's very inspiring and inspirational, I should say. Very, very cool. I'm so glad I met you, Francesca. I'm inspired. And I got to tell you, because some mornings, and again, I'm an old man, but some mornings I wake up and I'm like, oh, man, I just don't want to do it today. Now I'm going to be saying, well, Francesca's up doing it. I better get up, knock this painting out or whatever I got to do, you know?
Yeah, but you do your best each day. And some days your best may be better than other days. But you still show up every day and do what you can do.
Moving forward. Always got to be moving. And that's absolutely right. So let me ask you, this is such a cool documentary and whatnot, and, a cool film. Are the geeks, and I know we're promoting it, and I want everybody to watch it. It's on Amazon, folks. Get out there and watch this. I have to ask you, as an artist, are the gears turning for the next project?
Oh, 100%. I learned so much in this documentary. I definitely want to do another documentary next year, dealing more in UFC fighting. Because I'm just amazed by the athletes in that sport and some amazing stories of the fighters there. And then there's also a short film that I want to direct that I'm writing that, again, even though it's fiction, it deals with a powerful social commentary that I want to examine and shine a light on. So yeah, stay tuned. So check out my website and all my social media, and I'll have updates everywhere. And I'm just excited to keep on creating.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to have you back on the show for these projects. I'm so excited. I think Ballerina, it's so inspiring on so many levels. I can only imagine what these future projects are going to be. It's cool. And I want to tell people, you made a good point. It's, we were talking a little bit, whatever dream you aspire to be. And this isn't just a girl movie, although it does focus on female fighters and their journey and whatnot. If you're smart, folks, you can get your inspiration from anybody. A good idea doesn't have a gender,
True.
Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. That's awesome. So do you ever, I got to ask you, get the itch? Do you say, I think I want to, maybe I should get back into the fighting and whatnot? Or are you very comfortable with doing the filmmaking now?
Do you miss it? I keep an open mind.
Okay.
I tell you, the adrenaline of performing in front of people, that's unlike anything else. Although I really do love filmmaking, and I've just begun, and I definitely am focusing my time and energy on it.
Nice. And you probably don't take any grief from anybody because, you could kick their butt.
Well, I'll body slam them. Exactly.
That's right. Don't try any of that stuff with her. She's going to handle it. Well, very, very cool. And now I've made a new friend. I'm very excited, and I know who to call if I'm having, you know, I need some muscle on a jaw. I'm kidding, of course.
I got
amazing.
You back, Jamie. Forget about
oh,
it.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, that is awesome. very, very cool. Once again, folks, ballerinaimnot.com. There's links to it. You can get over to Amazon. Just put in Ballerina I'm Not, and it pops up right there, and you can watch it. And you know, the cool thing is you can also email it to friends and whatnot on Amazon. That's a cool little feature they have. If you think somebody, you know somebody that'll dig this film, hit that share, you know, share this film. It's a little button there when you order it. And you just type in their email and it sends it over to them. It's a nice little birthday gift or something, you know, better than a card. Cool stuff. Well, very cool, Francesca. Now, you got the holidays coming up. Are you going to be, what does Francesca Zapatelli do for like Thanksgiving? Do you have a big thing you do or any of that?
Yeah, I'm totally corny for the holidays. Actually, I'm going to start decorating for Christmas this weekend. Yeah, I go all out. And I love cooking. I do a big turkey and I have everybody over. And yeah,
nice.
I'm all about the holidays.
I'm telling you, we were at the art store the other day. I had to go get some canvases, and Danny, my girlfriend, went with me. And of course, they have all the Christmas stuff out front, you know. And she's like, "Well, we should get this." I'm like, "Sweetie, let's just get through Thanksgiving, and then we'll do the house up." You know, it's gonna look like Santa's Wonderland in here. But what can you do? It'll be all right because I'll have my ventriloquist dummy and a Santa hat. It'll all work Oh, man. Well, very cool. Very, very cool. And last question, Francesca, before we wrap things up. If you had advice to give to a young person who wants to follow their dream or perhaps head out west to, you know, Hollywood and all that, what advice would you impart?
I think the advice I'd give is if there isn't a door opening, build your own door. As simple as that.
Very wise. Very wise. Very, very wise. That's right. And if you make it happen, you enjoy it. You know, I mean, you reap the benefit. It seems to you reap more benefits from it. Very cool. Well, I want to thank you, Francesca. You're outstanding. Everybody, Francesca Zapatelli, Ballerina I'm Not. Fantastic documentary. And, you know, with the holidays coming up, you're going to have the family over and whatnot. This is a cool film to put on the old big screen there and, you know, watch it. Very interesting. Very, very fascinating.
Well, and it's definitely good for the entire family. Now, I definitely made it mm-hmm. for that. So the feel, your grandma can watch it or your kids can watch it and it'll still be fun and empowering and informative.
Outstanding. Well, this episode, ladies and gentlemen, will be converted to a podcast and this will be pushed out on all the various social media platforms. Including iTunes. So if you are listening to the podcast in the future on iTunes, we're up there for free. Hello from the past. Do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost anything and it keeps us up at the top of the page. And our advertisers really dig that. And it makes my day just wonderful and keeps the lights on around here. That's all a good thing. Always a good thing. Francesca, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And you rock. You're awesome. I can't wait to see more
Thank
of your
you,
work.
Thank you, Jamie. I can't wait to come back and talk to you again and share more things with you. And you have a very amazing Thanksgiving and happy holidays.
You too as well. Happy holidays. Good night, everybody.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.